Do you feel like your relationship with God has gone cold? Like a fire that once burned brightly has dwindled to a flicker? You're not alone. But the good news is that reigniting the flame of your faith is within reach. When we're going through tough times, it's easy to feel a sense of guilt and wonder what's wrong with us. We might even ask ourselves questions like, "Why does God feel so distant?" Or, "What can I do to get back on track?" In today's video, we're tackling the question of how to reconnect with God when we're struggling. We'll be sharing 7 practical tips to help Christians navigate their darkest moments and find their way back to God, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Step 1. Repentance, the path to renewal. Repentance is the crucial first step towards revitalizing our relationship with God. It's a process of acknowledging our mistakes, confessing our sins, and turning away from them. As the biblical story of the tax collector illustrates, repentance requires humility and a willingness to recognize our need for God's mercy and grace. In Luke 18 verse 13, the tax collector stands far off, unable to even look up to heaven, and beats his breast, saying, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." This posture of humility and contrition is the essence of repentance. By acknowledging our sinfulness and crying out for mercy, we create space for God's forgiveness and love to pour in, reviving our connection with Him. As it is written in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. This scripture highlights the importance of genuine repentance, which leads to salvation and new life in Christ. In Psalm 51 verse 17, King David writes, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise." This psalm emphasizes the value of a humble and contrite heart, which is the foundation of repentance. By embracing repentance, we can revitalize our relationship with God, experience His forgiveness and love, and walk in newness of life. As we humble ourselves and turn away from sin, we can say with the tax collector, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner," and experience the transformative power of God's grace. Step 2. Prayer, the power of communication. Prayer is the vital link that connects us with God, enabling us to communicate, share our thoughts, and listen to His guidance. As Colossians 4 verse 2 encourages, we should devote ourselves to prayer with an alert and thankful heart, praying for those who persecute us. This scripture highlights the importance of prayer in our relationship with God, emphasizing the need for gratitude, awareness, and compassion. Through prayer, we can express our gratitude for God's blessings and love, seek wisdom and guidance in times of uncertainty, find comfort and strength in times of need, intercede for others, including those who may be against us. Just as a tree needs water to grow and flourish, our faith needs prayer to thrive. Regular prayer nurtures our spiritual growth, deepens our understanding of God's Word, and empowers us to live according to His will. As Jesus taught His disciples in Luke 11 verse 13, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" This promise reminds us that our Heavenly Father is eager to respond to our prayers, pouring out His Spirit and blessings upon us as we seek Him. By prioritizing prayer, we can cultivate a vibrant and intimate relationship with God, experience His presence and guidance, and grow in faith and wisdom. Step 3. Reading the Bible, the source of wisdom. The Bible is our ultimate source of wisdom, guidance, and inspiration. As 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 declares, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." This verse highlights the significance of the Bible in our lives, emphasizing its role in shaping our understanding of God's character, His love, and His plans for us. Reading the Bible daily is like having a personal conversation with God, where we gain wisdom and insight into His nature and ways, receive encouragement and comfort in times of need, find direction and guidance for our lives, discover His promises and faithfulness. The Bible is not just a book. It's a living, breathing word that speaks to us, challenges us, and transforms us. As we read and meditate on its words, we are equipped to live a life that honors God and reflects His love to others. As Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." The Bible illuminates our path, guiding us through life's uncertainties and challenges. It's our anchor in the storms of life, our comfort in times of sorrow, and our celebration in times of joy. By reading the Bible regularly, we can deepen our understanding of God's love, grow in our faith, and become more like Christ. It's a journey of discovery, transformation, and intimacy with our Heavenly Father. Step 4. Fellowship, the strength of community. Fellowship is the vital component that strengthens our relationship with God and with others. As Hebrews 10 verse 24 encourages, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." This verse highlights the importance of community in our spiritual journey, where we can find a sense of belonging and acceptance, receive accountability and support, grow spiritually through shared experiences and wisdom, encourage and motivate one another towards love and good deeds. Just as iron sharpens iron, we sharpen each other in our faith, becoming stronger and more resilient. Fellowship provides a safe space to share our struggles, celebrate our triumphs, and deepen our understanding of God's Word. As Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 10 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up." This scripture reminds us that we are not alone in our walk with God. We have brothers and sisters in Christ who can support, guide, and uplift us. By embracing fellowship, we can build lasting relationships with fellow believers, grow in our understanding of God's love and grace, find comfort and support in times of need, become a source of encouragement and strength for others. Fellowship is the thread that weaves our faith community together, creating a tapestry of love, support, and spiritual growth. Step 5. Worship, the expression of gratitude. Worship is the natural response of our hearts to God's love and grace. As Luke 4 verse 8 commands, "Worship the Lord your God, and serve Him only." This verse emphasizes the importance of worship as a fundamental aspect of our relationship with God, where we express gratitude for His blessings and love, adore His majesty and sovereignty, praise His goodness and faithfulness, acknowledge His presence and guidance. Worship is like a river flowing from our souls, refreshing and renewing our spirits. It's an overflow of our hearts, pouring out our love and devotion to God. Through worship, we connect with God's presence and power, find joy and peace in His embrace, experience spiritual growth and transformation, unite with fellow believers in a shared expression of love and devotion. As Psalm 100 verse 2 says, "Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs." This scripture reminds us that worship is a joyful and celebratory response to God's love, filling our hearts with gladness and our lives with purpose. By embracing worship, we can deepen our relationship with God, experience His presence and power, and become more like Christ. It's a lifelong journey of love, gratitude, and adoration, flowing from our hearts to the heart of God. Step 6. Service, the demonstration of love. Serving others is a powerful way to demonstrate our love for God and for those around us. As Mark 10 verse 45 reminds us, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This verse highlights the example of Jesus, who came to serve and give his life for us, showing us that service is a fundamental aspect of our faith. When we serve others, we put our faith into action, show compassion, kindness, and generosity, reflect Jesus' character, humility, and selflessness, touch lives, and bring joy to those around us. Service is like a fragrance that spreads, filling the air with the sweet scent of love and care. It's a tangible way to demonstrate our love for God and for others, and it has a profound impact on those we serve. As 1 Peter 4 verse 10 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." This scripture encourages us to use our gifts and talents to serve others, being good stewards of the grace God has given us. By embracing service, we can deepen our relationship with God, grow in our understanding of His love and grace, develop a heart of compassion and empathy, make a positive impact on the lives of those around us. Service is a beautiful expression of our love for God and for others, and it's a vital part of our spiritual journey. Step 7. Obedience, the proof of devotion. Obedience is the tangible expression of our love and devotion to God. As Jesus said in John 14 verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commands." This verse emphasizes that obedience is a fundamental aspect of our relationship with God, demonstrating our love for Him, faith in His guidance, surrender to His will, commitment to our relationship with Him. When we obey God's commands, we show our trust in His wisdom and goodness, demonstrate our willingness to surrender our own desires and plans, prove our loyalty and dedication to Him, experience the joy and peace that comes from following His ways. Obedience is like a seal on our hearts, confirming our loyalty and dedication to God. It's a deliberate choice to follow His guidance, even when it's difficult or challenging. As 1 Samuel 15 verses 22 to 23 says, "To obey is better than sacrifice, for rebellion is like the sin of divination, and insolence is like the evil of idolatry." This scripture highlights the importance of obedience, emphasizing that it's better to obey God's commands than to offer sacrifices or engage in religious activities without a humble and obedient heart. By embracing obedience, we can deepen our relationship with God, experience the joy and peace that comes from following His ways, develop a heart of humility and surrender, prove our love and devotion to God. Obedience is the proof of our devotion, demonstrating our love and commitment to God. It's a lifelong journey of surrender, trust, and faith, leading us closer to His heart and His plans for our lives. Beautifully said. You've perfectly summarized the essence of our conversation. Improving our relationship with God is indeed a lifelong journey that requires effort, patience, and persistence, but the reward is immeasurable, a deeper, more intimate connection with the One who loves us most. By following these 7 steps, we'll not only reignite the flame of our faith, but also experience a more vibrant and personal relationship with our loving Father. So, let's take that first step today and embark on this incredible journey, trusting that God will guide us every step of the way. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. And with each step, we'll draw closer to God's heart, experiencing His love, grace, and guidance in ways we never thought possible. So, let's start today and watch our relationship with God flourish like never before. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today, You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.